Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone. Right. So the first question is, that if we remember, when we talk about this idea that Hashem knocks out the nations,
right?
Once it's time for their going, they get kind of a knockout punch, So we ask on that, and the way we ask is through the three kosos of Rava, and then we kind of build on that. The question that's asked is that why do we need to do that? Because why don't we just, like, we know kind of we've got enough, we've got like the historical events. Right, so forget the three cups a sec.
Right, yeah, the second one's mentioned in Yirmiyah, I think.
Three cups are like an illusion.
So, yeah.
Exactly, right. So just kind of ask directly thing, don't, you know.
So
the Enyaq deals with this. So he says the following, it's number one, right? Ve'eshev lomar, tebe'emes, mekos rishon v'sheni, lo makasha, midi, right? Right, so actually, from the first two cups, there's actually no kasha. This is interesting. Listen to this, Why? D'yesh lomar, d'chol zeh lo ne'emar. Right? This idea that Hashem's going to knock you out completely. Ela achas shekabel Yisrael es Torah. Right? Only after Matan Torah. Right? V'az yatzav gvulas amim litein osam tachas yad tsarim. And after that point in time, they were kind of placed amongst like the hands of, well, not directly from Hashem, I suppose, the hands of other kinds of angels, Came on Shalom Ratzu Lekabel as a Torah. Since they didn't want to accept Torah, they each got their kind of their star, and kind of linked to that, it doesn't really explain exactly why, but linked to that basically is the idea that at that stage, they have a certain power, and once that power kind of, once it's time to knock them out, they get completely knocked out, so what is therefore just speak that through. So of course, like the first cup, which is the makas that happened in Mitzrayim, is before the Matan Torah.
Right.
So he's saying so it doesn't count basically.
Right.
Ach ichach kusha mahada amarava achas sha'atid lishdos. Right. So it's actually then from the third cup. Now the third cup hasn't yet even occurred.
Right.
So the main kasha is that from the fact that there's going to be punishments to come. To kevan to cover ha'yashash luchera b'mei paro nako. Yeah, since at the end of the day, we were like, wait a second, how can there be a third time? Like, aren't they already completely knocked out?
So the fact there is a chance for a third is the proof.
That's really
the second question. The second was after Matan Torah. And so then if this
so that's
was
like
true,
number one.
So that should have been game over.
It should be game over, paro nako. And then
very good.
Okay. Second question number two here. So afterwards, right, just to retrace it, we then say that kind of same statement, is actually said kind of on another pasuk.
Right.
I'm gonna read inside a sec because just to remind everyone, because it's actually quite subtle here.
Right. Lo she'ani Hashem lo she'anisi.
Oh, that's it. That's exactly right. Yeah. I'll just read inside it to remind everyone, but that's exactly right. Yeah. So we say, Ameim masni lahad derav chinen lebar papa aha. Right. My dichtiv ki ani Hashem lo shanisi v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo kelisem. Right. So how do we dash on that? Ani Hashem lo shanisi. Right. Which means lo hikesi leuma v'shanisi la. I'm not going to strike a nation and then do it again twice. Exactly. Where is the contrast? Atem b'nei Yaakov lekalisem heinidichdev. Right. Chitzai achalabam. Right. My arrows will be finished in them, which is the arrows will be finished. Behem en God. Right. So the question that's asked here, which is actually Tosafos's question, is that we say that and we seem to be fine with that. Right. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's not a problem at all. Yeah. So the question is, why don't we ask the same questions that we asked the first time on this time, right? Like the fact that we see from the Egyptians the three kosos and yet they were still around, and it seems to be a similar concept, and yet the second time we do, remember the first time we do, we ask on that and we change it. We say, okay, it's not nations, it's talking about kings.
Right.
But this is clearly talking about nations. Right.
Right.
And yet nothing's asked. Correct. Okay, so we'll see that bit, So Tosafos says, I've got a test as well, I don't know what you want to do, but anyway, we're on question two, which is really Tosafos' question, So I actually did the whole Tosafos here because I thought it was just easier. So Tosafos says, right, Hu adin, right? De have matza lemifrach had rava v'ha adminim, right? Right, tema, right? My having matza litarets. What can we answer? De lo have matza litarets lemelech shel uma, right? We couldn't have answered why it's talking about the king, right? Mitka'ama, right? V'atem b'nei Yaakov. Because at the end of the day, the whole point is there's a contrast, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Between the Jew, the non-Jews and b'nei Yaakov. B'nei Yaakov is not talking about a king, it's talking about the Jewish nation. So basically, you know, it's actually even worse, yeah? The actual potential answer is not even going to help us. We can't say it here, right? That it's talking about kings, yeah? Demashma akol b'nei Yaakov ka'ama ube'uma shleima mayu. We're talking about a whole nation. So Tosfos leaves it, as we say, b'lai b'shfer, yeah? It doesn't answer. So here the Marashah wants to give a suggestion. This is quite brave suggestion in some ways, right? Venerally, right, this is the second one here. Venerally, de lo kashamidi, right? De love the Indian Kilian Uma, Shleima Ka'ama, Ani Hashem Lohi Hikisi, right? Le Uma Vishinisi, yeah? So that concept, I'm not going to hit and do it a second time. It's not talking about, yeah, destroying a nation, yeah? Ela Dahachi Kama, but this is actually what it's saying. Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi La Kosa, but Osamaka Shikesi Osa Kaval. Right, I'm not going to give the same maka twice, yeah? Why? What's the problem with the same maka twice? Shleyem ruha umas, oh, ein kocho ele bezu hamaka, right? Because they're going to say, oh, you know what, yeah, this Jewish god, yeah, he's got his koch in this thing, but there are other gods who have other kochos, he always has to choose X, yeah? That's his, like, power, yeah? And kamosha kasev hamitzrim, right? And we see this, you know, the famous Medrash. En koch el b'moin, yeah? Oh, yeah, you know, this god, he's always drowning people in, you know, and his koch is mine, yeah?
Soon it'll be a famous Gemara.
Yeah, yeah?
It's coming up.
Oh, okay, great. Brilliant, okay, it's about to come up, yeah? So that's why we know that in Egypt, by the way, part of the idea of the Marcus was it was all that continually changing, right? So that they're like...
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole thing, right? The every aspect of creation.
Right.
Yeah, the whole crime streets, brother. Yeah, and that's what that was for a lot of people.
Right, and that's part of the concept was just to kind of like disprove this kind of theory they always had. This is typical of Odizora, right? That there's a god in charge of this and a god in charge of that. So, you know, you've got a few tricks, but, you know, after that, you know, you're out of your... So, it's, of course, we're trying to show not that way. Masha ain't came to Yisrael. Now, this is the more controversial part, right? Because what about the contrast of Yisrael? Right. So then it says, Chitzai Kalim, right? Right? Gamba maka achas liyatsram kam upon him. The idea of that I'm going to use up all my arrows means like the same kind of maka I'm going to do multiple times, yeah? Because for them, I've not got any problem, yeah? So there's a kishmaka pshat. The way I saw they ask on this marasha, which is, that's fine, but kind of next part is a little bit more difficult because then it says, behein eini kalim. Right, remember it says, arrows used up, but Jews not going to be kalim. So if you didn't have that part, it would be a bit easier. But Haman Cullum is mashmur that it's a contrast and that, look, they're completely Cullum, they're knocked out and the Jews are not.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw them asking that on the Marsha, but anyway, it's at least answer to Tosfos' question. Right, number three, yeah? So he was just, I only found this one being asked. I was bothered generally, yeah? Like, my nickname in my head for this, like, whole section of the Gemara was the kind of, like, the changing the orders, yeah?
Right.
Because, here it starts off, right, saying, you know, Moshe v'David, yeah? Mm-hmm. Were, you know, had, you know, Artikre nava tila ele nave tila, zeh Moshe v'David. Shalosh altu sonehem b'maseihem. Right, it was a special thing. There was Siddiqim that the enemies are not going to touch their handiwork, yeah? And you'd expect then, you know, you'd then prove that, yeah? And you would start off with who? Well, you start off with Moshe, right?
Because
at the end of the day, first of all, Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu, and he came first, and he's referred to first, yeah?
Right.
But it doesn't. It starts off with David. Yeah. Right. So I noticed a pattern in other ways in the continuation, but I didn't see anyone ask the other way. So whatever, maybe it's not a question. But at least here I saw it being asked. Yeah. So why do we kind of then go into David?
Mm-hmm.
So it says that Ein Yaakov. This is a very pashat answer. Yeah. So Afa gav de Moshe kadim b'kol makom. Right. Still, this is number three. Chashiv David techila mishum to David matzinu lehedya b'kra. Simple answer, yeah? There's a mefurish pasuk on David, yeah? Dichtiv tavu ba'aretz sha'areha. Right? When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's kind of some kind of like tradition we have, yeah? Mm-hmm. About what happened, yeah? But we don't have a specific pasuk. Mm-hmm. Whereas David, we do, so
right.
We bring the one with the specific pasuk first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. Right, number four. This was an interesting one, yeah? So, Sota, yeah? So we say obviously she knows not a nacha b'misha ena ruhi l'vachuli, yeah. So here's one for the chas v'shalom, it's a joke, yeah. For the feminist, yeah. What happened to the man, yeah? Oh, yeah. What about the boy, yeah? So actually the Enyaka does ask this, yeah. And he gives a kind of like he has a little piece, but this one was a little interesting one. So he says, yeah, yesh lomar, right. The reason why we can't talk about the boel is to imkain ima boel hu ravak. What happens if he's single, right? We're looking for someone, yeah, who's not going to get what they want, and they're going to lose what they have. If he's single, then he's not losing anything.
Because he doesn't have anything.
Doesn't
have
anything. There's a woman single, so by definition, married.
Right, so it's by definition, married.
If single for married man does the same thing,
the single
wife can do it too.
There's all these gemaras actually about, but yeah, it actually does bring that, there's like a midah keneged midah for a married man, yeah? I mean, but the Boel actually, he does like bad things happen to him through, we're going to actually see at the end, through the waters themselves. He actually does, he's actually more directly punished here.
He explodes.
But yeah. exactly.
Right,
but here, apparently, the Enyaka is bringing kind of a local reason why we can't.
Gil's right, but with a man as well, though. Why was it? Single woman, sorry.
Yeah, a single woman, a sota by definition, is not single, that's my point. So here, we're talking about, we want to find someone who... Right, a single woman with a married man, that's a whole different... I mean,
well, because this happened to be the case that...
Well, yeah, exactly. We're looking for klalim where you don't get what you want and you lose what you have. Whereas the one who's... she's with the adulterer, yeah, whatever you want to call him. Sometimes maybe, but not always, because sometimes.
Here's what I'm saying.
Right. We don't say the sota and the boel. You know.
Why don't you mention the boel in this case?
Right. Oh, sorry, I didn't say the question. So I think you're going to like this, by the way, Gil, because this is something you were saying one time. I remember, like, I'm trying to remember the context, yeah, but I remember you, I think it was before like a shiur, I think must have been when we were in Bracious, and you came to me with this like really light, I was like, wow, Gil, that's interesting, you're right, yeah? And we're going to see, yeah? So here we say, right, so the snake, hu ama, arog es adam, the esa es chava, right? So the snake's plan was he's going to kill Adam and marry Chava. So the question is, yeah? How's he going to achieve that, right? Like, we know that he was trying to persuade Chava to eat the fruit, yeah?
Right.
So, like, how is he engineering things that Chava's going to stay alive and Adam's going to die? Like, she's eating the fruit.
I
didn't quote the Marashah because Marashah is very long. But it's similar lines. Okay, so this is the quote from Ein Yaakov, right. Yeah? So it's basically on kind of on what you wanted to say like months ago, I think. But he says the following, yeah? This is number five, yeah? Right? Tehan nachash hayasavu sha'adam roi. I think I've got the letters switched, sorry. Roy le'enosh, right? Ba'onesh mitza. Why? The fisha aval sivui sheshema mipi Hashem. Right? Ba'atzmo. Yeah? Again, letters mixed. Masha enkin chava. So that's basically the yisod you were saying, yeah? Age ago, which is that at the end of the day, right? Chava wasn't around. Well, she was inside Adam, kind of thing. She was part of Adam, but she wasn't.
If Hashem told Adam before his split, though, only Adam wasn't.
Well, that's the idea, yeah.
Right.
It was commanded to Adam before Chava was around, so he was directly commanded. Whereas Chava only heard it from Adam.
So,
well, that's what the Maharsha, yeah. The Maharsha adds a huge, big page. Yeah. But basically, it comes out that Chava is less culpable than Adam.
The tricky snake.
Get them both to do the same thing. Adam's going to be like, Chava's, you know, she's her punishment, she'll have to be married to me. It doesn't work out that way, right? But anyway, that's how we figured. Okay.
You know, maybe it's a bit of a cynical thought, but maybe like a snake thought, you know, if Adam, so to speak, lied, he added, Hashem didn't tell him, if he can be a little bit sly, then I can also be. That's just a thought.
Although Adam, I don't know, Adam did it for good reasons.
Why did Adam add don't touch, as I said, why did he feel the need to tell him not to touch? Hashem says don't eat.
You're saying,
we see science, we're
quite good with science.
We like science.
As long as you know that it's a science. But maybe, he wasn't.
I
hear what you're saying.
He didn't trust his wife.
Okay, last one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is number six, right? So I'm a bike light chila, right? Yeah, for hada better light, right? Umay ki badka ki ochai badki, which means obviously the bottom line here is, yeah, that the actual physically, right, we know that that the belly blew up first, yeah. But it's just that in terms of when the Kohen spoke out the klala, you know, it was the Yerech first, yeah? So the problem is, if you go back a little bit, right, on the Mishnah, right? I mean, it's literally like the previous thing. So the Mishnah itself says, yeah. Right, lefichach tilke hayerch techila, achakach better.
This by the gil.
So, oh, you were by this. That's good. Yeah, I was also, yeah. So, lefichach, right, therefore, the yerch is struck, tilke or tilaka, yeah?
Right.
Is struck. It's struck first, right. And then the better.
Right.
So, like, the answer we're ending up giving in the Gemara doesn't have to really fit so well in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. So, if you look at Rashi back there, right, so this is. Maybe like this. So Rashi obviously deals with this, yeah. So Rashi says, "Lefichach tilaka yerech tichila lekalel oiser." So he's understanding that it's struck with a curse,
right?
Not physically.
It's cursed, yeah.
Right.
And then in the back, the Cheshuk Shlomo, he wants to say more than that. So he says, "Nira de mas nisin." Listen to this. Yeah, this is what I was saying at the end. Yeah, "Nira de mas nisin mari aboel." It's not talking b'chlal about the sota. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Okay.
Although it's a bit strange here because it's talking about he. Yeah. I was wondering how you fit this in because it's always talking about she did this, she did that. But apparently, there'd be room to say it's talking about the boel. Tu lo shata mayim, because he doesn't actually physically drink the waters. Yeah. Hilkach, who nil care, but MS kederach avei rib tchila yerech b'chuli. So actually, his leg's gonna whatever, and then he's gonna.
They call it collapse. They say in the art school.
Collapse.
I just checked it out. I came up with collapse, but then they said the same thing. Unless maybe I saw it earlier, but whatever, it's collapsed.
So I guess you have to say
crumble up on the floor. That's done.
Well, and there's another assumption, of course, as well, which is that because the Gemara speaks out that she extended her yerech, but I guess you have to say that this is like a mutual thing.
No, exactly.
Yeah, no, but thigh to thigh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One mirrors the other.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so and then I guess you fit that into the Mishnah, according to Heshev. Anyway, yeah. So that's
beautiful.
That.
Very nice. Okay. Shkoyach.